All right. 2705 Geese and Ray, Season 2, Episode 4. Here we go.
Yeah.
We ain't got no guests today. So,
I guess
I'm gonna do it on my own. Yeah, y'all sit back. We got a lot for you today. A lot of local issues. Y'all been getting at me through the chat line, through the chat board. Tell me I gotta talk about it. So get what? Here you go. Fuck it. We're gonna talk about it today. 2705, Gleason West. Yeah, here we go. So here we go, listeners. 2705, Gleason Way. We back. Right after Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. We got a lot to talk about. So if you've been keeping up previously on this season of 2705 Gleason Way, you know that I've been trying to teach y'all a little bit about a couple businesses and things around here that's came up off the Gleason Way. You know, we talked about KFC and how Colonel Sanders was what he was, and you know, we talked about CW Post and the Kellogg's company and the drama they had in order for Kellogg's to become the greatest company that they is today. But now, fuck all that. We got some real local issues to talk about that everybody been blowing up the text lines, blowing up the chat lines, telling us, hey, we need to talk about this. So we may go back to that, but right now we got some local issues to talk about that's probably going to consume this episode and a couple more. So without further ado, we're going to get into the first topic, the main topic that everybody been talking about. A man was shot, you know, several times inside a house in Clinton this past Sunday morning. Captain John Frazier from the Clinton Police Department said that the shooting occurred around about 5:15 on Hannah Drive in Clinton, Mississippi. And according to Captain Frazier, the victim was shot around 7 to 10 times. There were children also in his house. They were unharmed, but you know, they were also in the house too while the shooting occurred. Now you may say, Rayzilla, I mean, what's up? It's Jackson. This Mississippi, Clinton, whatever. And this ain't nothing out of the ordinary. Well, what make this case out of the ordinary is the person that was killed and also the person that allegedly did the killing. So firstly, we're gonna look into the person that got killed. Mr. Brother Robert Davis. Brother Davis was he was the leader of the Better Men Society, BMS. He touched many lives in Jackson and the surrounding areas. He was a community activist. Mr. Davis may have had his past, but he's moved on past that, and he spent his current life or the life he had on trying to better the community. You will always see Mr. Davis on the news doing marches, doing community help, trying to get the troubled youth off the street and you know, try to get them into a better life. He was a good guy.
Well, back in Jackson, one man is stepping in to offer guidance for teens. After a violent week in the capital city, the founder of a youth organization is making sure he is setting the example that life doesn't have to be lived in violence. 12 News' Sienna Reeves has more on the great work this group does. Sienna?
Yes, Byron. Robert Davis is the community leader that heads Better Men of Society in Jackson. He started the organization in 2000 to be a beacon of hope and a resource to those living in underserved communities across Mississippi.
I tell mothers all the time, if you give me your young men, I'm going to give you some success back.
Robert Davis has already become a positive influence for Jackson teens Markeith Book and Taras in person.
He helped me but stay out the street. And help my mom and stuff.
I'm just trying to help my mom with the bills, though I got the job.
Davis wants to show that there's an option to being a successful and productive citizen without getting involved in crime.
All these young men, they seem to know where the drug dealers are because the drug dealers are in their faces. The guys with the guns are in their faces. Like, they see these guys on a day-to-day basis. So in the Better Men Society, we try to make ourselves just as visible.
Feeding the homeless, visiting the sick, and cleaning up abandoned buildings are just a few activities they take part in.
We go into the schools and read to the kids. We provide the security for mom and pop stores. And for small churches who can't afford security, we help guys get their GEDs and provide jobs for young men. And we do basically anything positive that we can get our hands on.
Davis says being a positive role model to men is important because it's all about what they see, because that's what they'll become.
There's a difference between a male and a man. They follow males that are doing negative things and that are leading them down the wrong road. But when you show them a man, it's easy for them to make the turn and kind of do the right thing.
Better Men Society has 7 chapters in Mississippi and are in 13 additional states and 2 countries abroad. Davis said he plans to continue to target more places on the map and more people who need the help.
R.I.P. to Mr. Davis, a great man indeed. So now we want to talk about the alleged perpetrator. The alleged man that took this great man away from the country, from what I learned now, not just Jackson, not just Mississippi, not just the surrounding areas, several states. The man that did this, allegedly, Mr. Gut Bucket himself, William Napoleon Edwards. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Mr. Polo, we're going to refer to him, but his name is William Napoleon Edwards. He is basically a local celebrity here in Jackson, Mississippi. Mr. Polo has had a spot on 90.1. He's also had a podcast, The Polo and Pickett Show. He also had the most important and probably the biggest of his following come from his Facebook group called The Cypher. The Cypher had a whole lot of, has a whole lot of followers that support Mr. Polo and think he's doing a good thing in the community by quote unquote outing all the injustices and all the wrongs and all the crooked people that we have in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, you might say that's not a bad thing, which I agree, it's not. And that's what brought my attention to Mr. Polo in the first place. He would get on there talking about the mayor, which I supported and voted for, but he would say things that would make me question my choices. And he would also out different things, you know, about the water contract and about the garbage contract and a lot of stuff that make, you know, the average follower listen to it and say, hey, this man may be telling the truth, or he may know what he talk about. Anybody that follow him know that he could speak. He was good with his mouth as far as convincing somebody that he knew what he was talking about. So I'm going to give you a quick example of the way that this was on 90.1, how the guy, the alleged killer, for this episode, Polo, how he was somewhat persuasive.
So we tax ourselves 1%. The citizens agree to tax themselves under the last mayoral administration, the Lumumba administration. We turn around and pay the Calhouns and that whole Fun Boy organization to manage the 1% for us. Why they do that at people? What? I mean, where do they do that type of stuff at? And what have you gotten out of it? Can anybody tell us what have we seen done with the 1% sales tax increase? Ain't no infrastructure being done. Ain't no roads being done. I mean, so what's really going on? Once again, another family of friends and cliques have managed to manipulate and prostitute the citizens.
What way? The Gleason way.
Right. The Gleason way. At least that's what I heard. I mean, look, this man say that a select group in the city, same friends, getting together, pooling resources to make influence in their local economy in politics, the Gleason way. But at the same time, you can see how a man that speaks like this can grow a big following, because a lot of people may feel the same way. But with me, if you listen closely, I think you can still hear the weasel in his voice. Hey, we're going to take a break right now for a sponsor. We'll be right back to dive deep into this subject. 2705 Gleason Way. Okay, so for this sponsor break, we ain't got no sponsor. What we're going to do is, I wanted to give a little shine to our viewers and to our participants that call in on our chat line and text line and tell us we're doing good or whatever, and they like the show or whatever. Hey, that means a lot. So, hey, this is us thanking you.
Good job, you guys. Episodes are just getting better and better. Proud of you guys.
Yo, Mr. Lando, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Jerry, Main Focus, Rhino Buck. It's the Gleason way. You know, get this podcast going, and you know what I'm saying? Get on different topics. You know, there's a lot of things we need to discuss. You know, about what's going on. You know, the reality of life. Because shit get rough. I mean, we got to figure these things out, man. You know, it's rough out here.
Big shout out to Focus and Jerry, man. 2705 Gleason Way.
Big shout out. Much love to all our followers. Thank y'all for y'all continued support. But now we're going to move on to the next segment and talk about why these two guys end up on the same path. Why did this one community leader kill or get killed by a community activist? I'll tell you why. A woman, Mrs. Shadow Robinson. And guess what? This ain't the first one, man that has been killed in Miss Shadow's presence. And Shadow must be working with something, you know what I'm saying? She might be a very freaky girl. She's in her late 40s, but she had the interest of both of these guys. So, let me set the record straight. So, Miss Shadow Robinson, I ain't gonna lie, she's a nice looking woman for her age. And even not for her age, she's a looker. And from what I hear, her mom's a looker, her sister's a looker. She's from a family of nice looking women, you know. So I can see why these two men would be intrigued by Miss Shadow. So the house on Hannah Drive in Clinton was the house of Mrs. Shadow Robinson, where the incident took place where Polo allegedly killed Mr. Davis. So, what ensued, now all of this is alleged, you know. We don't do no fact checking on here. We go from what we get and roll with it, you know. But we also use that as a tool to let you know that, hey, we telling you what we heard. So anyway, she this incident happened at her house, and the Mr. Davis was already there, and Mr. Polo pulled up. Now, Mr. Polo and Mrs. Robinson had been in a relationship, but they were exes now, and she's got videos online where she talk about him like a dog and all this here. So when he pulled up, matter of fact, I'm gonna let you hear a segment of one of these videos where she's talking about Polo to let you know that she's past him at this point.
It's a must that any reject find him somebody to play with. See, let me tell you one thing about me. I'm straight up and straightforward. I don't play no game, period. I never have. I'm not the friendliest person, but I'm straight up and I'm real. And I don't care who don't like that. I don't have to be your cup of tea. You ain't never got to sip me, baby. And it's real, and I don't conform. And don't nobody choose for me. I do all the choosing. So what I'm finna do, let me go on here and unblock Polo before I roast his garbage ass. Because he had me fucked up with somebody new. Hold on, let me go on here, baby. See, let me tell you one thing about me. I'm direct. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to go make no subliminal post. I'm not going to do that. You're going to know exactly who I'm talking about when I talk. Because I'm going to tell them. I'm going to run it to them. I don't run there no other way, baby. And I don't, let me tell you something else that I don't like. Whatever you all have been familiar with doing out here in this life, you run them same plays by the same people that you're familiar with. Because when you run them by me, oh, you got the wrong one, dog. It's real. You got the wrong one. Seriously. You're not going to play with me. Common sense. Then you, here's the thing. You can't get mad because I block you. I ain't answer no face. I do what I want to do. I'm 44. I feed, finance, and baby, and fuck myself. I don't want to need a nigga like a fish need a raincoat. Straight up. I'm just being real. I just got to be one. It's 22. We not finna do this. I need a man like a fish need a raincoat. For real. You can't carry my life. No, man, if I got sick tomorrow, that man can't, what he gonna do? You can't carry, you couldn't carry the little bitty life that you had. What you gonna do with mine? Nothing. So you can't make no decisions over here and talk about common sense. And what you, if the sense you got is common sense, I don't want that shit no way.
Man, hot shit. In the words of my brother, Mr. Ravine, from the Everything Substantial Show, damn. You want to talk about a mouthpiece. I think at this point, Mr. Napoleon had met his match. This woman right here got a mouthpiece. And if you want, I'll upload this full video to the website so y'all can hear the rest of this. I mean, she went on for a while talking about how this man, she made him and found him on a couch and he never had shit and she fixed his credit up and he fucked his credit up again and all this here. I mean, she went down his row. You know, anybody that know about Mr. Napoleon Edwards in the Cypher Voice podcast or a live show on Facebook knows that when he says that he's setting out the right from the wrong, he calls that going down somebody's road. If he want to tell you everything that Mayor Lumumba's doing, say tonight, y'all, we going down Mayor Lumumba's road. If he want to tell you everything that Kenny Stokes is doing, well, he say tonight, y'all, we going down Kenny Stokes' road. We going down his road. We don't care if we step on no toes or nothing. You know, similar to it as when you at church, when you get ready to go to the bathroom. And you have to say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, coming down somebody's row. If you have to step on some toes, so be it. Well, that's what Mr. Napoleon made popular. Well, Mrs. Shadow Robinson, in that video, went down his row, you know. So, either way it goes, this guy and Mr. Davis, the deceased Mr. Davis, were dealing with this same woman. And keep in mind that she had dealt with Mr. Polo in the past. It's pictures of him documented on Instagram on Mr. Polo's page where they were basically traveling the world. They was in Florida 1 week, and 1 week they in Colorado, 1 week they on a cruise. They were doing the best they could do in a relationship off of the supposed PPP money that Mr. Polo had acquired through Mrs. Shadow. All of this is alleged, but I'm just telling you what I've heard. Okay? So, either way it go, their relationship had perished. But Mr. Polo couldn't let it go. She told him, hey, don't post me on Instagram. Stop posting me. I don't need you to post me. You're not my man. We just were acquaintances. Well, Mr. Polo, he couldn't take hold of that. So after she left him, she was in a relationship with the great guy, Mr. Davis, Mr. Robert Davis. And Mr. Robert Davis, you know, was a nice looking lady for her age, you know. So he liked her. And he said he gonna protect her and try to do right by her, like he tried to do right by the youth of the streets in urban communities. So what happened was, he was at her house. Mr. Polo pulled up for whatever reason. Maybe that'll come out later. But Mr. Robert walked out, and basically, from what the streets say now, Mr. Davis came out and beat Polo's ass for showing up there. She didn't want him there, and he was clowning. He beat his ass. And Mr. Polo, allegedly, couldn't take that he got his ass beat and shot this man 7 to 10 times in Clinton, Mississippi. Come on, man. In the words of Ed Lover, come on, son. You mean to tell me you gonna shoot somebody 10 times? I don't care where you shoot somebody 10 times, but anybody that know Clinton, Mississippi, know you don't shoot nobody at all in Clinton, Mississippi. But you done did this. Let me stop it right here, man, for a quick little break. We'll be right back to finish this thing off, because this is ridiculous. 2705 Gleason Way. Your boy, Main Focus Zilla. We'll be right back. Okay, so basically what we're going to do is we're getting close to the end of this episode. So we're going to make this a two-part episode. We're going to come right back with y'all, to y'all, in record time, and finish up this story. 2705 Gleason Way. Hit us back. Hit us on the message lines and request lines and all that. Give us your input so we can include it in the next episode. We should be dropping it maybe about 2 days, 3 days. And so I can get all everything together and edit and everything together. But hit us back, because we're coming right back at y'all to finish this episode. Because it's crazy, man. 2705 Gleason Way. Like I say all the time, take care of yourself, take care of everybody else. We'll see you next time.